Let's talk about brainwaves. Your brain is electrochemical in nature, and when you begin to fire different networks of neurons, it produces external fields. And with a quantitative electroencephalograph, we could measure different compartments of the brain. And I want to talk to you about these different brainwaves because in order for you to get beyond your conscious mind, past your analytical mind, into those subconscious programs that were created by repetition, unwanted behaviors or emotional reactions that have been programmed subconsciously, you can't do it with your conscious mind. You have to learn how to slow your brainwaves and begin to enter the operating system of the subconscious. Now, I want you to know that when you go to bed at night and your brain chemistry changes, you begin to change your brainwaves through these different phases. And when you wake up in the morning, you go from very slow brainwaves to medium brainwaves to faster brainwaves until you go into a very conscious state. So we naturally move through these brainwaves, but we usually move through them very quickly. So we teach people then how to self-regulate and change their brainwaves. Now, the first brainwave pattern I want to talk to you about is called beta brainwaves. Now, beta brainwaves is when you're conscious and you're aware. You're listening to me right now in beta brainwave patterns. And your brain is busy integrating all this information through your senses. What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're smelling, what you're tasting, what you're feeling, the pain in your back while you're sitting and your leg is falling asleep. All this information has to be integrated by your brain, and its job is to create meaning or order and coherence between your inner world and your outer world. So then beta is a good state, we could say, where you have conscious awareness and most of your attention is out in pointing outwards towards the outer environment. If I said to you, I'm going to give you a test and you can't leave this course until you pass the test, all of a sudden your light bulb in your brain would just turn on a little brighter and you'd move into what's called mid-range beta brainwave patterns. And now I call that eustress. It's good stress. It's like when you're about ready to give a lecture. You're a little bit nervous, but you know the content and you're ready to go. And once you start talking, you feel relieved and all of a sudden it transforms into a stable state. But when you're angry, when you're impatient, when you're resentful, when you're frustrated, you move into what's called high beta brainwave patterns, and that's when the stress hormones are very active. High beta brainwave patterns are 3 times as high as low-level brainwave patterns, and this is when you're in a state where it's not a time to learn, it's not a time to communicate, it's not a time to collaborate, it's not a time to invent or create. It's time to run, fight, or hide. And no new information can enter the nervous system that isn't equal to the emotional state because it's not relevant. So some people switch on to high beta, and they're now in this very aroused, over-focused state, and they can't switch out of it. They're less productive, they're less creative, and normally they're reacting to everyone and everything in their life. And as they try to control everyone and everything and all the conditions in their outer world, and they start activating these different circuits, as you've learned, not only do they move into an aroused high beta state, but the arousal causes incoherence in the brain. The brain begins to segregate or divide. And this is a very unhealthy state. In this state, we narrow our focus or we become object focused or over focused. This is when you obsess and you're overly analytical. So then we found that if you can teach people how to go from what's called a convergent focus or a narrow focus to broaden their focus and open their awareness and take their attention off of everything material and put it on nothing, to open their awareness and sense space. As they begin to open their awareness and they sense space, they're no longer analyzing and thinking, they're feeling. And if they're no longer analyzing and thinking, they begin to slow down activity in their neocortex and they start getting beyond their analytical mind. And their brainwaves slow down from beta to alpha. Now, in alpha, your inner world becomes more real than your outer world. You can still hear your outer world, but in alpha, you're more attending to your inner world. And where in beta, there's a voice in your head that's talking to you. In alpha, you see more in pictures and images, more of a creative imaginary state. So then We naturally move from beta to alpha when you're learning material and it's new. As you learn that information in beta, you pause for a moment and you move into alpha, and your brain freezes a frame and you consolidate that information as a hologram neurologically in your brain. But if you're switched in high beta and you can't switch to alpha, you can't learn anything new. It's not a time to learn. So then when you start to relax and you start changing your breathing and you start letting your body slow down a little bit, it's natural that you move into alpha. But when we started teaching people how to consciously change their brainwaves and move into alpha, as they began to open their awareness and sense space, not only did they move into an alpha state, but they started moving into a very coherent alpha state. In other words, different compartments of their brain that were once subdivided because of the hormones of stress, the different compartments that were disintegrated started to synchronize. Different compartments of the brain started to beat in the same rhythm. And what syncs in the brain links in the brain. And we started seeing these very coherent, holistic states of alpha brainwave patterns. That is the perfect place for you to become creative. Now, when people feel so safe that they can allow their body to rest and almost fall asleep, and at the same time stay conscious and awake, they're conscious in their subconscious mind, they move into a state called theta. And theta is that imaginary world, a hypnotic state, where the door between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind is so open that we're very suggestible to information. And this is the perfect state where we can begin to rewrite a program. We can begin to recreate and rehearse a new way of being, to change an unwanted habit or behavior, to change an emotional response, because now we're in the operating system where we can do that. Now, some people fall into delta and they start to fall asleep, and delta is restorative sleep, and they miss that door. So when you go to bed at night, you go from beta to alpha to theta to delta. When you wake up in the morning, you go from delta to theta to alpha to beta. And we could say then, there's two times in your normal day where the door between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind begins to open. And learning how to regulate through these different terrains and being able to stay conscious in these different states allows us to reprogram ourselves to become anybody we want to be or change what we want to change.